for 11 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
All right. Unbolt those doors and throw both the doors wide open. Let's welcome everybody into my house. Rosie on the House. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Come on in for hour three, which we consider our open line hour, where if you're in the middle of a project, you can ring us at 1-888-767-4348 and let us know what you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. Anything from the bottom of the foundations to the top of the chimney cap and everything in between, let us put our experience to work for you in building and remodeling Arizona homes from Tucson to Ehrenberg to Flagstaff, Phoenix, Eager, Springerville, and all points in between. Go ahead, give us a challenge. See if we can't help you finish that project or give you someone that can help you finish that project. We monitor all week long the questions y'all send us. And in particular this week, and we're standing by for phone calls if you'd like to participate. Sweet Jennifer's here. She's already got Robin calling from Gilbert queued up. Ready, I'll get to Robin here in just a minute. You can ring in. But what was our most popular question on the internet this week? What did people want to know right now?
It was all about woodpeckers.
That's got nothing to do with a virus.
Oh, and it does have with me. My woodpecker's back again.
Yeah, it's
that time. I got a Gila woodpecker, taps at 6 every morning.
It's that time of year. That's right. Do you have a metal chimney cap?
No, I have vinyl siding.
Okay.
And I have a metal siding where the wood rafters are. So he's sitting there. He doesn't tap for a long time. It's just brr, brr, maybe three times, then flies away.
Yeah.
So all I'm thinking is he's marking territory.
He is. That's exactly what they're doing. The folks, Jennifer and I have a little fireplace, a beehive fireplace in our bedroom. It has a metal chimney cap. And I tell you what, we have the same woodpecker every spring. And he loves waking us up right about, you know, Jennifer's usually already awake. Right at the crack of dawn, and it sounds like a machine gun coming down the fireplace.
Exactly.
I shoot him with a little spray bottle, and then in about 10 minutes I hear him on the neighbors.
Yeah, right. Now, we have historically used Tabasco sauce. Now, some of those chimney caps can be kind of hard to access to get to. But we have found that dousing the area that the woodpecker is trying to use as a sounding box with hot pepper, and I'll sprinkle the Tabasco up there, and then I'll sprinkle cayenne on top of that. That usually encourages them to find something else to peck on. And Gary, you're exactly right. The way a woodpecker establishes his mating territory is he finds the loudest thing he can find to drive his bill against. And that is his mating dance, my area. If you can hear me, buddy, you better go a little bit farther away because this is my turf. These are my girls. So he's highly motivated to make a very loud noise as often as possible. And I have found Tabasco sauce covered in cayenne, whether it's the side of your house or the chimney cap, wherever it is they're working on, just douse it in hot sauce. Now, Jennifer, you say someone called in and said why that might not work.
Well, we actually posted it on Facebook, and just so people could see what the most common question of the week is. And someone said that many birds actually like peppers, hot peppers, and so that might not be something that would deter them, though we have found that the Tabasco does work.
It seems
but he suggested maybe even vinegar, just something that doesn't taste good. And then someone else suggested a pellet gun, and we had to remind them that they are protected species.
Yeah, yeah they are.
Now, Tabasco and woodpecker, I don't know. I might try that.
Now, there was a homeowner who sent me photographic documented evidence of a air horn he has tie-wired to his chimney. And the activation button is on the bedside table beside his bed. So when that woodpecker starts pecking, he pounds this activation button, and it's this ginormous, ear-piercing air horn that literally blows the woodpecker into the next county, unharmed, but highly motivated to find some other place to mark as his territory.
Does it play La Cucaracha or something like that?
Man.
There you go. Outnoise the woodpecker.
Outnoise the woodpecker. So that's our number one inquiry currently right now. It has absolutely nothing to do with virus. And that's what this show's about. We're about melting away all your anxieties and fears and give you a place to come every Saturday morning for smiles and cheers.
And if there's a home remedy you have to deterring woodpeckers that's not on our list, send it in. We'll add it to the list.
Absolutely. Now, before we go to Robin and the callers in queue, I did stumble across a something to do while at home. I stumbled across it myself. If you're tired of watching old sports reruns and you're tired of all your friends giving you movie suggestions, I got a list from a good friend, 25 of the best movies ever made. Boy, there are some dark movies on this list.
The best movies ever made.
I want something uplifting and encouraging. But I had occasion to read an Arizona Game and Fish newsletter that came in that had a link to their YouTube channel. I was on YouTube.com, Arizona Game and Fish, for 2 hours. Live game cameras of animals all over the state of Arizona, instructional videos. If you want to entertain your kids for hours, go to YouTube, go to Arizona Game and Fish, and they'll get an education of Arizona wildlife like they can't get anywhere else. I was riveted. I just went from one to the next to the next to the next.
And the big news this week, they now have confirmed sighting of an eagle building a nest in a saguaro. It goes back to 1938, but they could never confirm it back then, but they've got photographic evidence. It's pretty amazing.
I believe there's two hatchlings in that nest.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how cool is that? Well, that's my tip. Let's see. We do have callers lining up at 1-888-767-4348. Let's get to Robin, who called in early right before the show started. She must have a burning question they need an answer to. Robin?
I'm not sure if it's burning, but it might be. We'll see what you have to say.
Okay.
I have two questions. The first one is I'm a little bit concerned because I'm noticing now, two-story home, when I flush the toilet upstairs, I can hear rumbling of water in the bathtub. And so I don't know if that's something I need to have a plumber come out and check or if it's just something I'm just now noticing. So that's my first question. And then I have a second question. I just listened to your whole issue on roofing repair. Well,
yes.
I replaced my roof with a Rosie on the House person about a year ago.
Okay.
But since that time, because the roof actually just totally, I mean, it was pouring down. I had a bucket in the master. So I've had that drywall just sitting there, and I've called a number of people, and I can't get anybody to fix that drywall on the ceiling for me, and I wondered if you had a recommendation for me on that.
Okay, let me clear something up. You had a Rosie on the House roofer fix your roof, and the leak was from before.
Well, yes, it was.
Yeah,
in fact, that's why I actually called them to fix it. So it was not related to a new leak. It was the old leak.
Yeah, one of my Rosie certified partners didn't cause that problem. Okay.
No, not at all.
Well, on that list at Rosie on the House, if you'll just type in drywall, you'll get a man by the name of Rick Thompson. He's just a one-man operation. But Robin, we call him the drywall wizard. When he's done, you will never know there's a patch there. He's absolutely unbelievable. You call Rick, and I know he's probably a little busy right now, but I'll call him and I'll squeeze him from the backside and you squeeze him from the front side, and let's see if we can't get him out there. You've obviously been living with the dilemma for a little while, but Rick Thompson, the drywall wizard, is the right Rosie certified contractor for you to ring, okay?
And then on the plumbing issue, is that shower upstairs not in use anymore recently, or does it get used a lot?
Oh no, it gets used all the time, daily.
It's not uncommon to hear water going through drains when it's on a second floor.
With the gurgling, if it's new, and you're right, it's not unusual to hear it, we may have a plugged plumbing vent. And I don't know how you could troubleshoot it any easier than call Stampede Plumbing. They're doing a $99 drain cleaning inspection right now. I would just have them come run the drain cleaner and check the vent pipes while they're there. I don't know how you'd get it done any cheaper or better or more thorough than that.
All of our drains in all the homes are working double, triple overtime.
Yeah. You should not hear any gurgling of pipes. That means that the plumbing system is gasping for air. If it's gasping for air, something is plugged somewhere. It's not unusual to hear swishing from second story flush or shower drain, but gurgling indicates maybe level one of a problem.
And why I asked, does it get used often? Exactly. What we see a lot of times, if you have a shower-bathroom combo and the shower's not used, the water in the P-trap eventually evaporates. So when you wash your hands in the sink or flush the toilet, you hear water draining through the tub that you don't otherwise hear when that P-trap's full of water. That's an easy solution. You just run the drain in that shower tub for 10 seconds, let the P-trap fill back up, and that'll solve your problem.